Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. We have some unbelievable sound from the potty czar, Mayor Kenney, this morning with the decision to take down the Frank Rizzo statue. We have Jim Kenney saying he'd like the National Guard to leave Philadelphia today. And guess what, Dan? I am not that opposed to that. I get it, why they were brought in and what they were trying to do. We don't need them. He hopes, after a day of peaceful protest, Kenney says he hopes the National Guard leaves Philadelphia today. I hope they leave today. We don't need them. He said they were called in as a security and guarding situation in order to free up city police officers to keep the peace during protests. We have to get back to business. We have to get back to normal commerce. We have to get back to fighting homicide and shootings. We have a lot of work to do ahead of us. Hopefully this is the start. Huh. Got to ponder that one a little bit. He knows more on the ground, but you can't call them back, right? That's a pretty bold thing. And Secretary of Defense Esper this morning says he's not a fan of using the military and doesn't think we're there to intervene in the situations that we've seen. I'm not a fan of that either, and I think deep down, most conservatives are not. It would take something even worse. My theory is, and I'm going to see if this came up in Pat Toomey's roundtable the other day, if we would let police do their jobs and not hamstring them and let looters have some period of time to loot, and if we would then, when they are incarcerated, brought in, follow through with credible charges, not Larry Krasner, that's what we need to do. We don't want to bring the U.S. military in. I don't see that as a good scenario at all. Let's go to Senator Pat Toomey, who's been in the center of this issue with this roundtable the other day. He's with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, we had Bill McSwain on yesterday. Thank God that Bill McSwain is here in the Philadelphia area and provides some hope and relief. What's your overarching takeaway now from convening these people and talking with them?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. We've got to make sure that the police know that we've got their backs. We are going to allow them to do their job. Look, I think there has been some progress. It seems to me the worst of the violence wasn't last night. But there can't be any tolerance for violence. Look, a peaceful protest is perfectly fine. It's completely legitimate. The killing of George Floyd was a sickening thing to look at that video. It's terrible. But it is no excuse to have a riot. It's no excuse to destroy private property, to attack police officers. It's just terrible what's been happening. And the idea of letting rioters vent is a ridiculous idea. I saw a police chief, not from Philadelphia, but from another city, who was talking about how buildings can be replaced. You know, what kind of message is that? It's okay to destroy property? It's not okay. So it's time, do we make sure that we let the police do their job? They're more than capable of getting this job done. We've got plenty of resources across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And fortunately, I think we're heading in the right direction, Dom. But there can be no tolerance for lawlessness.
reform coming out of that, a number of Democrats at City Hall yesterday, prior to Joe Biden, I guess it was coordinated, introduced these 25 things that they would like to, in my view, punish the area police with who have not engaged in this in Congress, in the Senate. Do you think we're going to see, I think it's Cory Booker and Kamala Harris are the point people, Chuck Schumer said, Senator, that are going to be putting forth these, quote, reforms on police departments?
Well, first of all, I don't think the federal government should federalize police departments. That's up to the individual departments. It's up to cities and states to decide what the rules are. It is perfectly okay for us to put a spotlight on practices, to have a hearing and determine, you know, what kind of practices are underway. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we should federalize the police force.
No, I agree with you, and I'm not a fan of the military coming. I mean, this would take beyond an extraordinary circumstance. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Look, I don't think we're anywhere close to requiring that. I mean, the Philadelphia Police Department is it's a large, very well-trained, very experienced, very capable department all by itself. In addition, we have the state police. In addition, we have the National Guard that a governor can call out if the need be. So I don't think we're close to needing the military forces to be deployed. I really don't.
Now, we haven't seen the same voices, and I asked you because you have great credibility in this area. You were the first, again, with the mask, the protective covering. You know I was a huge fan of that. I'm still a huge fan of that. I get it. We don't want it to be the new normal in some cultures, you know, after a certain period of time, but I think it's been effective. But since we last talked, you did have that big group, really top-notch people, including the doctor from Pittsburgh. Does this say, can we go back to the lockdown mentality of the governor and others, Senator, because they haven't spoken out with all the protests that are going on, massive numbers of people clogged up in there. I worry about that. And yet suddenly the lockdown wasn't paramount in the minds of a number of Democrats.
Yeah, I saw various episodes around the country where, somehow... you had to harass somebody who was having a cup of coffee with a friend, but it's okay for several thousand protesters to be milling around. Yes, there are some inconsistencies there, but you know, the fact is, we are long past the point at which we should have a lockdown going on. We have been way too slow in Pennsylvania about reopening this economy, allowing people to restore their livelihoods. It's just taken way too long. The Southeast is way behind where we could be and should be. So that's a problem. And it's progress. On Friday, we get another incremental step, at least in the right direction. But we've been moving too slowly, Dom.
And with the mask, I'm telling you, when we write your career summary and all, that's going to be near the top. Because, you know, some people, I think, are false tough guys. Some people mock it. And I thought right at that point, yes, well ahead. You were ahead of Dr. Fauci on that. You were really out there.
Well, I was upset because there were voices that, that were getting a lot of airtime that were suggesting and poo-pooing the idea of masks and suggesting not wearing masks. And frankly, I think it was because they were concerned about a run on N95 masks.
Yes.
And that's I understand that concern, but you don't lie to people. You don't tell them that we're not all better off wearing an ordinary homemade mask, because we are. And finally, of course, adoption of wearing masks became very, very widespread. And I suspect that has contributed to slowing down the rate of transmission, that and a variety of other things. It's just common sense.
Parting question for you. My biggest concern, and I see the evidence yesterday, I don't know what the deal was with Governor Wolf here in Pennsylvania. I think this is a problem nationwide. But right here, we see how slow the vote count is in just the primary. When we get to this hot presidential election, is there anything out there that you're talking with people? Because I worry about the fairness of it. We can't have Montgomery County, for example, saying they've already said they can't count on election night. I find that to be unacceptable because in my math, Pennsylvania might decide the fate of the next 4 years.
Absolutely, and look, just for our own sake, for our own state, we need to be able to get accurate results quickly. But as you point out, we could very well determine who the next president of the United States is. I'll tell you what, we are clearly should be on a path to aggressively reopen. I think what has been occurring, as we've been reopening, the number of new cases has been declining, Dom. Remember, we were told to expect the exact opposite. It's not happening. The number of new cases is going down. It's not going up. I think schools are going to be open in the fall. And I think by the fall, we should be very, very much back to what I'm going to call normal. It's certainly going to have more social distancing and more hand washing and more precautions, but business is going to be open. Schools are going to be open. Churches are going to be open. And I don't know why we wouldn't go back to the ordinary method of voting.
Yes.
That is a much more secure way to do it than what we're doing now.
Is there anything at your level that's being talked about to do that, or is this the
well,
power?
No. So the Democrats passed legislation to do the opposite.
Right.
To require, again, to federalize all elections, to have a national law that says, minute before you vote, you can register. Everybody has to be able to mail in. Vote harvesting is like required to be allowed. That's the process whereby someone goes out and conveniently manages to collect hundreds of ballots that all miraculously happen to be filled out for a certain candidate, and then they turn them in, and that's supposed to be. It's going to be, the Democrats want to mandate that be permitted. It's a terrible idea. So, most of the ideas for federalizing the election process are bad ideas, and we shouldn't pursue them.
Absolutely. Senator, thank you very much. And I mean that about the protective coverings. It really was a great idea.
Thanks, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.